Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So the shoe on the other foot here, North-South tomorrow night on the south side. And after eight games, Andy Hodson's Cougs averaging almost 74 a game through eight. Now, mind you, nothing wrong with that in what has been a 4-4 campaign. South averages 55 after 11 offensively, down a few decibels here. And they're that because J.R. Holmes' Panther defense is allowing, well, an eye-catching 47 a game against some pretty doggone good competition. And as Coach Andy was telling me,
yeah, they're a solid defensive team. You know, for us, we still want to push the ball out. Sure. You know, we want to try to speed the game up a little bit, which is a little bit different than maybe what we tried to do in the past. You know, we've always been the ones to try to walk it up and pass the ball around 100 times, you know, just in the sectional. I forget what the finals, 40-37 or something like that last year, that, you know, there was the possessions were really low. But that's, as the season goes on, it's not all about running and gunning. You have to be able to guard somebody. You have to be able to get stops. You have to be able to execute offensively and defensively. And right now they're a team that is, you know, often they're not scoring a bunch, but, you know, when you're giving up in the 40s and scoring, you know, I think their offensive average about 7 points or 8 points over what their defensive average is. They're guarding you, and they're handling the ball on the offensive end. They're taking good shots, and they make you work every time down the floor. And for us, we haven't been making teams work when they come down offensively. It's been pretty easy for them. So we've got to shore that up if we want to do something.
Well, that's the key, 73-plus on the offense, but they're yielding 71. Some new faces mixed in with veterans. This is what makes the first Friday of the new year an interesting topic of conversation. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Shooting only a little more than 40 shots a game, very economical for one of J.R. Holmes' Panther basketball clubs. 55 offensive points, nothing wrong with that, but it's the defensive yield that is an eyebrow raiser here after 11 games. I mean, eight of them wins, and two of them in Conference Indiana, enabling the Panthers and Franklin Central to share the top spot headed into the 73rd annual clash with Bloomington North Friday night on the home court. So here's South, about as stingy as they have been for a couple of years, and a wide-open North offense averaging almost 74 a game through eight. This is, well, as good as it's been defensively for a while at this juncture for JR.
I don't know, really, to be honest with you. I mean, we just practice hard at those, and we were really on them Monday and Tuesday, you know, and Coach Cole, who I put in charge of the defense, I let him run the defense and all the drill work and changing defenses most of the time is called 90% of the time. Came in, you know, said, here we are really, really negative with them on defense this 3 days, and we're only giving up 47 points, you know. And so maybe we're not quite as bad as we think we are at times, and that's obviously kept us in games when we haven't shot the ball well or right now we're so inconsistent because I've been playing guys in and out, trying to find the right combination. And
give me a defensive key.
Goal is to make sure that their set shooters become drivers. That means you got to take away the set threes that they're really good at hitting, and somehow got to control Musa a little bit. 25 or less, you know, then I think we have a good chance because we hope to be able to guard their perimeter players a little better than they've been guarded. But they have no conscience.
Well, I tell you, they're hitting a pretty good clip. So is Sal. That's Hall of Fame head coach J.R. Holmes. I'm Joe Smith.